Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel, and we can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily, because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it, because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies, because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amatyakaraka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. Second house, 6th house and 10th house, for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give the combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career, and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the second lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let's do some career analysis for Libra rising. They are diplomats at best, okay? Because Virgo in the rising sign always looks for diplomacy. However, there is Scorpio sitting in the second house, so there is some bit of grudging going on in the workplace, in their value system, probably in their speech. You'll find Libra rising people interrupt conversations a lot because of Scorpio in the second house. Those people who interrupt you in the middle of a sentence, say this is what this is like. Lot of harsh truth-telling kind of speech which can get them periodically into trouble in their workplace, okay, because speech has Scorpio in it. Very stinging kind of speech, harsh reality kind of speech. Scorpio is a harsh sign, so their grudges they must get rid of. They can even have grudges against family members, because second house also stands for family. Grudges against them having wealth. They need to get rid of all this stuff if they want to progress. Scorpio, we say, is the sign of transformation, but what does it mean really in practical terms? Getting rid of grudges for the Libra rising. Getting rid of grudges against your family, against how much wealth you do have. Libra is a rich sign, they will have riches, but they need to get rid of grudges everywhere in their life. Okay, have some gratitude, replace the grudge with some gratitude, and control your speech a little bit, Libra rising people. Sixth house has Pisces, so they tend to work pretty selflessly, which ties in with the seventh sign itself in the rising sign. Okay, Libra wants to give to others, that's why Saturn is a yoga karaka for Libra, isn't it? Because it wants to give things to other people. It's not about I, me, myself. Libra is quite selfless in their approach, Libra ascendant people. Very selfless in all approaches to their life, more so in their daily routines. They tend to give away stuff. They tend to do work selflessly in their daily routines. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter here, wants to give away things selflessly, compassionately, without expectation of anything in return. So if a Libra rising has planets in the sixth house, let's say Saturn is sitting in Pisces in the sixth house, their life will be marked by a lot of selfless giving away of their knowledge and their talents to their workplace, in their daily routines. Because work or career is essentially a daily routine, isn't it? You do it daily, you don't do it once in 3 days. This is a daily routine aspect. In the 10th house, we have Moon. We have Cancer governing the Lord of 10th house. So Libra ascendant becomes very emotionally affected by their career or whatever they are doing in the public domain. 10th house is the house of public visibility, not just fame and success. It can be failures even, but nevertheless, it's a public visibility. So they are very emotional about that. That affects their emotional body. Therefore, I advise for all Libra rising people, when you select your career paths, make sure you're emotionally attached to it somehow. Make sure your emotional body is involved in doing what you do. Do whatever it is that you like emotionally. This is very dominant, isn't it? Because of the presence of Cancer in the 10th house. Also, Cancer in the 10th house suggests there's a lot of movement, a lot of travel, long distance travel, maybe work abroad kind of thing, especially if Lord of 10th Moon here sits in the 12th in Virgo. Detail-oriented work in isolation in foreign countries, for example. Okay, but there is lots of travel involved. Moon also stands for constant travel, constant changes in career, because Moon is also a changeable planet, isn't it? So there will be a lot of general signature of variations and changes in the career path for a Libra rising. Now let's get into detail of the Lords and check it out. Now let's have a look at the Libra rising disposition and the Lords of the respective Artha houses for a Libra rising. Okay, first of all, Libra is diplomatic. It's balanced. That's why the sign of balancing scales. They are relationship oriented. They are always about doing things with other people. These natives are socially graceful, fair-minded, and naturally skilled at creating harmony. Do not get into careers for Libra rising people where there is a lot of strife involved. You're not very good at that, because 6th house also has Pisces. It's a sign of harmony. 10th house has Moon ruling it. It's a sign of emotional approach to handling the career. So do not get into career paths where there is a lot of strife going on. Leave that to other ascendants, okay? In careers, they will thrive where there is collaboration, negotiation, and aesthetics. All these things matter, okay? At times, indecisiveness or over-dependence on others' approval can slow their progress, but their calm, charm, and ability to maintain balance often puts them in roles of mediation and public engagement. They're very good negotiators. Natural negotiation is Libra rising, natural diplomats. The second house Lords is Mars combined with Ketu. You got to see both these planets also for career paths for Libra. Second house governs wealth, resources, speech, and self-worth. Mars brings in drive, assertiveness, and a need for decisive control over resources. Eighth house is also the house of others' resources. So Libra might think of others' resources as their own, for example. Ketu adds detachment, unpredictability, and search for deeper meaning within wealth matters. If there's any one rising sign in terms of career which is curious about what wealth really means, it's Libra rising. Mentally, this creates a sharp, probing approach to financial matters and values. Emotionally, they may swing between ambition for resources, phases of disinterest, and making financial paths somewhat erratic. Ups and downs of life, transformation of career, and their speech is the sign of Libra rising, isn't it? Scorpio in the second house. So transformation of work, transformation of speech, transformation of wealth, all are subject to transformation. And Moon or Cancer being in the 10th house also suggests there is a emotional up and down also that go with it. 6th house Lord is Jupiter, which governs daily routines, service, competition, and problem solving. Now Jupiter in Pisces is not very good at any one of these. Problem solving, you can see a little bit. Brings wisdom, fairness, and a broad vision to handling of professional challenges in daily work. 6th house is the house of daily routines. Mentally, Jupiter makes them ethical and inclined towards teaching, advising or guiding roles at work. Therefore, Libra rising, if it's combined with technical aspects like Mars, Ketu and Saturn, it becomes good at consulting roles, management consulting roles, diplomacy there, or providing guidelines as a consultant. Emotionally, they thrive when their work connects to a higher purpose and contributes meaningfully to others, because Libra is other focused. 10th house Lord is Moon. 10th house governs career, recognition and public image. So whatever the public views them as, it tends to affect their emotional body. Be very careful, Libra rising, because you are taking to heart, literally, whatever is going on in your career. It means a lot to you. It affects your emotional body. This is why I told earlier also, be careful in your selection. It brings emotional depth, intuition, as well as adaptability to their career paths, isn't it? Moon is highly intuitive. These people, Libra rising people, may be quite intuitive in their workplace. What works and what does not work? Or will it resonate with this and that person in the workplace? They bring all these aspects. Mentally, Moon makes them responsive and capable of reading situations and people well in advance and in leadership roles. They do end up becoming leaders in their profession since they can read the emotional body of the people at work. Or of the collective. Cancer sign is also of the collective. They can make very good leaders of in a political field, for example. Emotionally, their public image and sense of achievement are closely tied to how secure and appreciated they feel in their work. Moon will tend to absorb it in the emotional body. Okay, now let's conclude for the Libra rising people. So now let's look at the collective play of Lords as well as career outlook for Libra rising. Because we are discussing Artha houses 2, 6 and 10 here for every rising sign. So for Libra, Mars and Ketu in the 2nd house, Jupiter in the 6th house and Moon as a Lord of the 10th house. Combine assertiveness, Scorpio, detachment, Ketu there, wisdom, Jupiter and sensitivity, Moon in the 10th. These are the Lords. Where they are placed and how they act, blah blah blah, is quite another matter, okay? This makes Libra rising native have an attitude of diplomatic approach, people focused, yet inwardly ambitious and driven to assert control over resources. Characteristics: they are strategic. Mars with Ketu provides strategy at a microscopic level. Intuitive: yes, Ketu is there, Moon is also there. Moon the Lord of 10th and Ketu co-Lord of the 2nd. Fair-minded. Emotionally invested in professional recognition because Moon is the Lord of the 10th house. Mental style, a blend of analytical sharpness. Mars with Ketu gives a very microscopic, logical, analytical mind, and their sharpness of speech will also be characterized by that. Their speech, Libra rising speech, can stop people in their tracks because they would have never considered what they will come up with. Scorpio is a mystical sign. Expansive thinking, Jupiter in the 6th, very broad-minded thinking, balanced with adaptability, Moon as the Lord of 10th. Their emotional tone, their career path often reflects inner fluctuation, sometimes deeply ambitious, sometimes detached, but always seeking balance and higher meanings. Career outlook for Libra rising individuals with this 2, 6, 10 Lords of the House combination tend to excel in careers involving law, diplomacy, law, okay, to a certain extent, Scorpio in the 2nd house. If the 2nd house is dominated, Lord of the 10th sitting in the 2nd house, yeah. Diplomacy, yes, because Jupiter is 6th and rising sign is Libra. Education, yes. Counseling, yes, definitely. Because there's a lot of water signs, isn't it? Scorpio, Pisces and Cancer, they're all water signs. So counselor, they make excellent counselors, whoever has water signs in the Artha houses, which is to say all the air signs, they're very good at counseling. Psychology, management, definitely management. Public facing roles or creative industries. I wouldn't put creativity so much unless there is Venus in the 10th house. Or Venus in Pisces in the 6th house, daily work. Otherwise, less of creativity there, but lots of others, as we said. With the moon ruling the 10th, they often succeed in professions connected with people. Libra is a people-oriented profession. People management, people nurturing, care for people, public visibility. They want to be out there doing stuff with people, helping people out. Jupiter as the sixth lord helps them rise to through wisdom, ethical practice and resilience against competition. Jupiter, if the sixth lord is placed in 10th and Saturn is placed in 6th, these people end up becoming great consultants, you see, maybe in even technical fields. Mars and Ketu in 2nd indicate they must learn to balance assertiveness with detachment in financial matters, maybe even in their speech. Control the speech, Libra rising. Things will get better. Ultimately, their career thrives when their values and deeper purpose align. And this has to do with transformation from Scorpio as well as emotional body in the 10th, which is Cancer. They need to mature through this. They will mature through time, through the years in their career. Okay, next we shall do Scorpio rising. Meanwhile, take care, leave your comments if any. I'll see you in the next episode.